For the past 60 years, people in Northwest Tennessee have tuned their radios each day at noon to a program called The Swap Shop. For 20 minutes each weekday, listeners write or call in to buy, sell, or trade anything from a piece of plywood to a 10-acre farm. Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister were driving through Tennessee when they first heard The Swap Shop. They thought the show would be a good subject for a song, so they sent Nashville-based musician Kurt Wagner and his band Lamb Chop some excerpts from the show, and they asked him to write about The Swap Shop. Together, they all produced this story.
City. WTPR Paris. WTPR FM McKinnon Paris Lansing.
It's 12 noon and time now to Swap and Shop. The Swap Shop.
I am Terry Haley. I've been hosting the Swap Shop for 25 years, something like that, and I've been the mayor of town for 18 years.
Swap Shop is a community service program brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by your friends at Hills Hardware.
The format of the show is pretty simple. We take items that people mail us. We take items that are emailed, take telephone calls live on the air.
Swap Shop, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I'd like to put on a little rat terrier, four-month-old pup with papers on your Swap and Shop today.
Right. I've still got one of them little Boston Terrier pups.
All right.
He's a male, and his feet's never been on the ground.
We have goats for sale.
Goats for sale. One or a whole herd.
It's been going since 1946. I guess it's just as popular today as it ever was. A lot of people, back when I was growing up, maybe you were picking cotton, or maybe you were working in the field or doing something. You'd come to the house at noon to eat, and the Swap Shop would be on.
I'd like to buy a good used paperback living Bible. And I've got some things that I'd like to put on out there. Like a pony cart in an old bird bath, a kitchen safe in a rocking chair. You can turn me on almost any day at noon.
Pretty much all of our listening area is basically rural and farm.
Swap Shop, hello?
Yeah, this is Bobby Stagg. I'd like to put a 1950 8-in Ford tractor on Swap Shop, please.
Would like to buy a horse watering trough. Must be concrete with no cracks in it.
I think in the rural setting that people still have a lot of those core values that made the country as strong as it is, and one of those core values, of course, is to conserve and to buy only the things they need and try to repair what they have.
Swap Shop, hello?
Yes, sir. I'd like to buy an RCA 27-inch color TV, non-working. I need the parts.
Yeah, I'd like to put on a four-month-old rat terrier pup. I think he's a male, and he's marked up pretty in everything. This woman's got some goats, but his feet's never been on the ground. You can just buy one, or you can have the whole herd.
Would like to buy a good used paperback living Bible for a UTM student.
When things take a turn for the worst in the economy, your Swap Shop heats up.
I have a child's old rocking horse for sale and a tabletop pinball machine with lights and noise and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them for $10.
People are selling things more in earnest.
I still have a child's rocking horse for $5. Not a thing in the world wrong with it. Just don't want it.
Swap and Shop, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I've got some things I want to put on.
Well, let's do it.
Pony cart.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
I've got a big bunch.
Okay.
I got a pony cart.
I really don't know anything about her other than she calls a whole lot, and I know that sometimes she's a little bit difficult to understand what she's saying.
I want to put on an old wash thing and bowl. And one old rocking chair.
But I try my best to strain to understand it and repeat it.
A wash stand and bowl and a rocking chair.
And a pony cart.
A pony cart.
Uh-huh. And a mule mower.
A mule moor?
That's a moor that a mule pulls.
An old kettle.
An old kettle.
One bird bath.
That's a bird bath.
Old kitchen safe.
An old kitchen safe? Well, down here in the South, it could be like a pie safe. That would be sort of like a cabinet in which people used to bake pies, and they'd set them over there in the pie safe.
And my number is 886-645.
Well, that's not enough numbers. 886-645.
Uh-huh. 886-56-45.
Whoa, now that's too many numbers. Okay, now let's start again.
866-885-56. Size 8 prom pageant dress. And it's icy blue. With sequins worn just once.
And a pageanted prom dress slit above the knee. You got it.
And daily there's an old drive shaft in the same Berkeley recliner. It's green and it's cloth. And it's been used very little.
Yes, I have a Berkeley Rocker recliner for sale.
We have this lady at Puryear, Tennessee, which is over near Paris, so she's been trying to sell a Berkeley recliner on there since Christmas. She bought it, said she paid too much, she'd let her have her money back.
It's been used very, very little. It's green and it's cloth with a little bit of tweed color in it.
Swap shop, hello.
Elma Tyler.
Well, hello there.
We have a guy that calls just about every day, and he's got an old drive shaft from an old Chevrolet.
Well, still got to save me two main old drive shaft.
You know, I try to get people to buy the drive shaft and the Berkeley recliner.
Because you might take some of the proceeds that you get from that, and we'll buy that Berkeley recliner over at Puryear.
Well, you have to go in with me. I don't know how we'd split it.
Here's a Thomasville maple dining table that sets up to 14 with 6 chairs.
Okay.
As they just sit on top of each other.
Hooker entertainment,
$600. Yeah. That's, depending, I guess, pretty cheap, huh? Or maybe it's expensive. I don't know. I haven't done that lately. It's actually a Hooker Entertainment Center.
Swap and Shop, hello.
Well, I figured out where the two other people would have to sit at the table. If there are six, everybody's going to have one in their lap, and then I guess two are on the table. That's the Hooker Entertainment.
Well, tell me this. Is that a good price, or is that high?
Yeah, boy, I tell you. But I've got a 1955 Chevrolet pickup truck, flatbed, three-quarter ton.
Public service programs like this that involve folks are really important for the local community. I think it's going to be even more important to us in the broadcasting business, particularly, you know, with your clear channels and your satellite radios. And certainly it behooves a station like us or anybody else to be as local as they possibly can be, because that, in the end, is really all you've got.
And that's going to wrap it up for the Swapping and Shopping today, because we've run out of time. Join us tomorrow for another edition of The Swap Shop.
Guess I'd like to sell a good used paperback living Bible.
Our story on The Swap Shop was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio. Music and lyrics were written and performed by Kurt Wagner and his band, Lamb Chop.